I'm Dr. G, and for the past 10 years of my life, I've been passionate about all things holistic healing. I've been committed to healing myself and others from the inside out by incorporating some of the most effective modalities for healing the mental, the emotional, and the physical. I've learned that they give us the opportunity to be our most authentic and powerful selves. Heal Thyself is a show dedicated to just that. Today's show is going to be incredible, and I say it every week. Of course I do, because it is incredible. Knowledge bombs of digestible information to empower and create clarity on what the highest version of us looks like. Product reviews to provide informed consent so you can buy the safest and best products out there. Better than the first two that I spoke about, and you're getting other B vitamins, which are energizing, right? Get off of it. Throw it away. And special guest segments with some of the brightest and most elite minds in their field.
So what is that like on my nervous system? 6 hours of holding that emotion.
Here's the earth. Here's the mechanisms and mechanics of an earth when it breathes. We would think much different about that asthma patient that shows up.
All to create change in all the parts that make you, you, so we can start healing ourselves and each other. All right, everyone. Excited to tell you a little bit about bio-optimizers. I'm going to tell you a topic that I'm constantly being asked about. As you know, and you may expect, supplements, right? Are they good for you? Are they worth it? Do they even work? And so on. And this has been a lot of my work to bring to you high quality supplements, the best of the best that are real, right? And that are effective and safe. So some supplements can be very effective and they could provide our nutrients in our bodies that we really need. Others are made in a way where our body can't absorb them and they're really poor quality and they're not tested readily for things like pesticides and heavy metals and all the other crap in there that we shouldn't be taking in every single day. So when it comes to the magnesium that I use the Magnesium Breakthrough by Bio-Optimizers. It's astounding. When I was in practice, I would see how low magnesium is for the average patient. And then when it came out that 80% of Americans don't get enough magnesium, it wasn't much of a surprise because we don't. But magnesium is vital for our overall health. It aids in everything: metabolism, neurological health, energy, sleep, relaxation, muscle health, everything. It also plays a role in how our body responds to stress overall. So when I get asked about supplements, especially magnesium, the one I talk about is the Bio-Optimizers Magnesium Breakthrough. It's the one that I use before bed. It's the one that I use in the morning to make sure my magnesium is consistently at a high level as I'm eating magnesium-rich foods as well. So if you want to give Magnesium Breakthrough a try, Bio-Optimizers is giving you guys, my listeners, a chance to get 10% off of your order simply by going to www.magbreakthrough.com/DRG. That's magbreakthrough.com/DRG. And you're going to use the code, this is the code, DRG10, and you'll receive this offer. Magnesium has been an amazing supplement for me, especially for my sleep, so give it a try. All right, everyone, I want to tell you a little bit about my favorite mattress, my new mattress that I have. It is the Birch Living mattress, and it has been a game changer when it comes to the quality of sleep. So you might be wondering, what the heck is a Birch Living mattress? So Birch is a premium mattress in a box company that makes mattresses and other sleep products that not only are extremely comfortable, but also environmentally conscious, which is super big for me. But one of the most important things overall, and I've made this point over and over and over on the show, one of the first things that you need to do when you're detoxifying your home is address the mattress. Why? Because we're on it for so much of our lives, and for the life of the mattress, it will be off-gassing, even if it doesn't have the smell anymore. So the mattresses by Birch Living are organic, non-toxic, made in America, and they're made by four materials straight from nature: organic latex, New Zealand wool, American steel springs, and organic cotton. And as I mentioned, it is essential to invest in a quality mattress for you and your loved ones. Just because we don't feel the effects of these chemicals in our bed acutely doesn't mean that it's not filling up a toxic bucket and it overflows at some point in the future. And no one ever thinks about mattresses, but mattresses are so, so important, especially a quality one. So it's an amazing company. When you get your mattress, it's going to come with two EcoRest pillows. They're made from recycled plastic bottles, super comfortable pillows, soft and sturdy. And anytime that you order a Birch mattress, you're going to get 100 night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. If you're buying something you haven't tried for yourself, it makes you nervous, don't worry. You're going to get 3 months of sleep on the mattress. Try it out. If you're not a fan, guess what? Birch will have the mattress picked up at your front door and you'll get a full refund. All right, I love my Birch mattress. I think you will too, which is why you can click on the link below or go to birchliving.com/heal thyself. You're going to get $200 off of your mattress and those two free pillows. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Heal Thyself. Thank you for taking the time and joining us. What a special show we have today. One of my favorite shows to do is the Q&A show. And thank you all for submitting your questions on Instagram, on the story. We had so many questions. I really answered the ones that could be most relevant for everyone who's listening. Although we have some really good, interesting things that we dive deep into. Everything from looking for the best tea, for Hashimoto's disease, for improving your energy, getting close to nature. We're covering it all on today's Q&A. And as always, thank you for taking the time out. And usually I say this in the end, but we're looking for more of the support on the show. Rate, review, subscribe. If you have not yet, it really goes a long way. If the show has benefited you at all or your family members at all, just give a little bit of love back, rate, review, subscribe so we can expand the show to more people. Now, before I get into this Q&A segment and we do these rapid fire questions, I wanted to cover something that is sort of important that I wanted to communicate to everyone out there. And I'd be remiss if I didn't, because I've done some shows on attraction and creation and manifestation, but really I just wanted to, and I was just thinking the other day, how can I simplify this process for people to really start changing and creating their life? And I put together some simple steps that we can do, and it's 4 steps. And if there's things in your life that aren't serving you and you're not in full alignment, and you'll feel it, you'll know it in your body, you'll know it in your mind, life is supposed to be something that's fruitful, something that is delicious every single day. From the interactions that you have with yourself, with other people, the situations you're in, you can flow through life, but many of us are on autopilot and going through a bumpy road and not understanding the connection between our creation. So really quickly, before we go to this Q&A, I want to give you the 4 steps that have been serving me and have been serving me so, so well. Really, I ask myself, and it's all a matter of checking in. Are you checking in with yourself every single day? One of the most important steps that when people say, hey, Dr. G, what are the steps I do to change my life? What's the most important thing? If you're not taking an audit of yourself and every single day and where you stand and how you're showing up, then you're missing it and you're on autopilot and life is just happening to you rather than for you. Okay, so the first step is taking the time out. Just every single day, find 10, 15, 20 minutes, an hour to look at yourself. So ask yourself this one question, actually 2. Is it serving me? Yes or no? Whatever it is, a quality of yourself, a person, a situation, a circumstance, is it serving me? Yes or no? And is it rooted in love or fear? 2 questions every single day. Is it rooted in love or fear? You'll find that most of the things in your life are rooted in fear. And it's interesting because it's not our fault. We're taught this through authoritative figures, through media, whoever it is has taught us to live in fear. So ask yourself, is it in love or fear? Is it serving me? Yes or no? Then take the time to look at those aspects of yourself, how you're showing up. What are the qualities that you are bringing to the table? And are they serving you? And if the question is no, take the time to recreate those, right? So if you're showing up out of integrity, if you're showing up not being compassionate, not being nurturing as you want to, right? Not being as vocal as you want to, speak it with affirmations. I am vocal. I am compassionate. I am nurturing. And you'll see that if you pay close attention to speaking that truth out loud, and make sure you speak it. It's not just a thinking thing. Make sure you speak it aloud and speak it loud. It's not just a creation speaking thing, but it's you have to have the awareness, because what you'll see is when you speak those things into existence, you'll see the person, place, thing, situation, circumstance come. You'll attract it, you'll manifest it. And that person, place, situation, circumstance, if you pay close attention, you'll see that this, you've attracted this person, place, situation, circumstance to show you that you are that creation. So say, for example, I find that not being nurturing is not serving me. Not being nurturing is rooted in fear for one reason or another for me. And then I decide, let me on step 2, create more nurturing in my life. I want to show up as more nurturing. I am more nurturing. Then I'll see a situation arise, whether it's in a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, however fast it is, to have that opportunity to know myself as nurturing. And this is the power of creation. This is life, what I'm saying. Declare, experience, and know. So if I see the opportunity to be nurturing and I show up as nurturing, I then know myself as nurturing and I've created myself anew. This is the process of creation. This is the process of life. You're always creating, constructing, deconstructing yourself to your highest self, rooted in love. If you ask yourself if it's rooted in love or fear, you'll find yourself creating more rooted in love. You'll find yourself showing up more rooted in love, and you'll find yourself closer to your authentic self. Very simple steps. Ask yourself these things every day. Take the time. When you take the time, you are a conscious creator instead of being on autopilot, and your life changes very fast. All right, let's get to this Q&A. I'm very excited. Please provide some information on non-toxic tea bags. Okay, the majority of teas in the supermarket, I would not personally drink. You can't just go buy tea or drink conventional tea from a cafe daily and think you're doing right by your health. And the issue is, a lot of us drink tea as a healthy alternative, but there are a few problems with conventional teas. Here's the first one, the tea leaves. They're commonly sprayed with pesticides, we know that, up to 29 different ones. They're commonly sourced from China or India, and they're commonly high in heavy metals. The second is the tea bags as well. What are they made of? It's very concerning when you look at the chemical constituents of what is made in tea bags. Epichlorohydrin, this is a chlorinated coating in these tea bags that keeps them strong when they're wet, but it's also a pesticide. A lot of these tea bags are bleached. The byproduct is creating dioxins, which I spoke about on a show in itself. Very, very toxic chemical that we're exposed to. And then microplastics. You're releasing billions of microplastics when it's brewed in just a single cup. All of these are associated with endocrine disruption. That means it's disrupting your hormones. So if you have hormonal issues, you got to think of all the things, but these may be one of them, okay? And or carcinogenic, meaning they're implicated in causing cancer. So if it feels silky, you definitely want to stay away. If it's nylon or propylene plastic, it likely has this chemical, and it's not stable in hot water, and it's releasing those microplastics. If it's those pyramid silky shaped ones, stay away from those. If it's pressed, it's likely releasing microplastics too, because they have plastic woven onto the side of the bag. Okay, so what do I prefer? Dissolvable powders are a really good way to go. Loose leaf teas or liquid concentrates that you just add to hot water. Here are some rules when you're buying tea. Look for the organic label if you have a favorite tea. Turn down any teas in restaurants, cafes, diners. They're usually using the cheap stuff. Avoid natural flavors, especially if it's not organic or doesn't have the organic label. Use filtered water when you're making your tea. Steep 1 to 3 minutes, not too long. Any longer, you're running the risk of releasing these endocrine disrupting and possibly carcinogenic chemicals. And if you love your tea, amongst all of this, call the company up. Ask about epichlorohydrin, bleaching process, dioxins, any microplastics in the bag, pesticides they're using, heavy metal testing. The company should be proud enough to show up for you and share the information. And there you go. If you love tea, make sure you're doing right by yourself and your loved ones. The best dairy-free products, well, there's a lot. When it comes to alternative milks, I like Malk, Malibu Milk, Willis, Three Trees, Lava, Good Milk, they're all really good alternatives for cheese. I don't necessarily eat the dairy-free cheese. It hurts my stomach. I'm a little sensitive to it. So if you do, look for the ingredients and make sure that one, it uses USDA organic or uses mostly organic ingredients. No natural flavors, no gums in there, which can really irritate the stomach. And look for the ingredients to be made from whole foods. How do you protect yourself from EMFs? I think it's a really good question, and I don't think I've talked about it enough on the show, although that it is a goal very soon, especially to get a really good special guest who's an expert in this field who can talk about it more in depth than I can. But right now, there's not enough data out there on EMFs for the long-term effect, but we're being blanketed by EMFs day and night, right? And I do believe in many ways we're test subjects for the effects long-term of these frequencies. We get a continuous dose of EMFs, right? From all the different electronics we use, the exposure dramatically increases with the advent of cell phones years ago. Or increased. And I don't know enough yet about EMF protective blankets, those pendant necklaces, those phone stickers, if they work or not. What I do know is that grounding is protective. And that's why you should look to be barefoot or being on natural surfaces every day for as long as you can be. Why? Because EMFs excite and shake your electrons, which are surrounding your atoms, which are making up molecules, essentially the structure of life. You are made up of this stuff. And that's not a good thing if it's exciting or shaking your electrons. It could cause many problems. So when you are grounding, or you happen to ground, you are grounded. So what happens is these disruptions on your electrons don't happen because you're grounded to Earth and it's stabilizing. And this is called the umbrella effect. How do you know if your detox pathways are open? I think this is a great question. What you all want to do is go back to episode 92 and listen. I go over all of the organs of detoxification, how we optimize them, what supplements and foods support it. Detox pathways are known as homunctories. All of the organs need to be open for proper detox: gut, kidney, liver, lungs, skin. And how do we optimize them? Well, that's go back to 92 and I talk about it. But you want to be pooping regularly, urinating out water-soluble toxins, giving our liver more love, strengthening our lungs, and sweating. You know your pathways are open if you're doing these things easily, right? Your skin is healthy, your gut feels good, your energy is good, etc. But go back to that episode if you haven't. It's super essential to understand the points I made to optimize your detox pathways. This answer is for every single person out there. We can all optimize our detox pathways, and we should be. Recovering from food poisoning. All right, all of us have at one time or another felt food poisoning. It's horrible, especially if we're traveling and we're stuck in a hotel room puking or pooping with diarrhea. But talk to your doctor first and make sure that it really is food poisoning, and follow anything that they suggest. A few things that I would recommend: hydration, right? You want electrolytes in particular, especially if you have diarrhea and or vomiting. It's essential to be rehydrating. I use the Quinton minerals. You can also use trace minerals, Elementi minerals, whatever you can get your hands on to help rehydrate those tons of electrolytes that you're releasing. You want filtered, mineralized water. You make sure you have some coconut water handy also for the same reason. If you are eating or hungry, look for some fermented foods to help balance the gut bacteria. If you're puking, stay away from ginger. It may burn when it comes up. And in my experience, homeopathics have been lifesavers for food poisoning. There are a few indicated for food poisoning. And every time I travel, I have them in my pocket. When I do get food poisoning, I found it super helpful at reducing and easing those symptoms. But you want to ask a trained practitioner in this field to help you find the ones that are indicated for the food poisoning. So, next question. I have Hashimoto's and I can't lose weight no matter what I do. All right, so you have to listen to episode number 113 with Dr. Eric Balkovich. He's a thyroid expert and he covers more than your endocrinologist or PCP has told you about holistic explanation of thyroid disease, right? So you want to take notes on that episode to understand what are the causes of thyroid disease, because it's going to be from a much more holistic perspective than putting a microscope on your thyroid. I would also add the point of fat-soluble toxins that are bioaccumulating in the body, which are holding back weight loss. If you are having issues with weight loss, you also have to think about toxicity over time and bioaccumulation in the fat tissue. So listen to that episode, take notes, and he addresses many things, and he mentions many of the root causes of Hashimoto's and different thyroid disease, but I would also pay close attention to the stress from toxic exposure, food, water, and the skin, right? Things you're putting on your skin, and the air quality. I wanted to get all the supplements from 1 to 3 brands. What would be the top ones? It's a great question. Go to my platform. I co-founded the Swell Score. What we have there is curated top quality supplements and the best of each one on the line of the products. It's the best way at this point to go. For example, Thorn makes an excellent turmeric product, better than Gaia, but Gaia tends to have better herbal formulas. So it just depends on the company and what the formula they're making is targeted for. So again, go to Swell Score and you'll see hand-picked ones that we went over. How to fix hypertension in a 65-year-old man. I am sure that maybe a lot of you listening have a parent with hypertension or a loved one who's older with hypertension or even a young person. So you want to think about what's stressing the body consistently enough to create an elevation in blood pressure. You always start with food. More than high sodium, I think the importance needs to be stressed on inflammatory foods. Processed foods, sugar, inflammatory seed oils, conventional meats are all without a doubt going to cause inflammation. We also know that pesticides in food are inflammatory to the body, lack of clean or quality fruits and veggies in the diet, and poor quality water. We also want to talk about mental, emotional stress, poor stress handling techniques. You have to explore that. Supporting the adrenals with supplements, chemical exposures in the home, work, toxins in the air, what you're putting on your skin. Look at the lifestyle, expanding on deeper, more restful sleep, improper belly breathing, lack of exercise. As you can see with this answer, it's much more than a pill for an ill that you're going to get conventionally for hypertension. These are the tools that conventional docs are given for hypertension, but it's not the answer. Hypertension is not the disease. It is the result of the body's adaptation to the stressor in the body. And to heal from hypertension, you have to address the stressor. All right, how to help thicken hair? You need to bring back blood to the hair. Hair loss is in many ways a disease or an adaptation. One of the things that I found that has been the best for me is scalp brushing 2 times a day. It's simply utilizing a brush on your scalp that is going to cause some micro irritation, but bring back blood to that area, which is essentially what it is, a dead follicle, scar tissue, a scarred follicle that dies because it doesn't have enough blood flow. But think about it. You wouldn't brush your teeth with your finger. So why do we only stimulate our scalp when we shampoo our hair? Right, so go online, get some scalp brushes, do it in the morning and do it before bed. Please talk about protein products. On episode 99, I did the 2021 review of protein powder. There'll be an ebook coming out on protein powder this month. My website will be launching next week and it'll be on there. We have a microwavable stuffy for our child during bedtime. Is microwaving it harmful? So the microwave is not necessarily harmful from a radiation standpoint. That would be fine on this toy. The better question is, what is the stuff you made out of? Is it coated in flame retardants? Is there plastic that goes into your child's mouth? What is the quality of the material? It's a better question, okay? Why did you become vegan? In 2009, it hit me that I was living out of alignment with myself, in the spirituality that I practice and the ethics that I believe. I believe all things are one. There's no such thing as separatism. Therefore, I need to treat all living things with more respect. And think about it. The way that we treat animals is unconscionable. Look at the videos of factory farming. It's one of the most difficult things to see that I've ever seen. If you are curious, just look for some videos and see. Look, I'm not a vegan activist, but I will say factory farming should never be supported at all. Whether you eat meat or you don't eat meat, factory farming, it's the most unconscionable acts against humanity or against animals, and it's leaking into the way we treat each other. So don't judge the path of another, but be there when they're ready to change. That's my mantra, okay? So how do you naturally prevent wrinkles for beautiful skin? Collagen precursors before collagen. Remember, I'm going to say that again. Collagen precursors before collagen. You want to eat vitamin C-rich foods. Eat enough protein, especially with the amino acids proline, lysine, glycine. These are the precursors to collagen to help stabilize the existing collagen and synthesize new collagen. Remove those inflammatory foods, the sugars, inflammatory seed oils, conventional meats. You want to get deep restorative sleep, regenerative every single night. Exfoliate 1 or 2 times a week. There's two product lines that I enjoy. It's Sir Josh Rosebrook and the Prima lines have been really important for skin uniformity. And one of the biggest secrets for me at optimizing your skin is light. I use the BioLite, the red light, at about 6 inches from my face for 2 to 3 minutes a day. And what it does, we saw in MRI studies, it helps stimulate collagen. People who use the red light for 30 days had more collagen on their face. To me, that's a secret to helping with collagen more than collagen peptides. Start using red light therapy for your face and see after 30 days or 60 days if there's an improvement. Take a before and after picture and it'd be really interesting to look at the results. All right, how much water should we be drinking a day? The question is, are you hydrated with minerals? Right, you can drink a lot of water and it can be low quality unfiltered water, but it doesn't mean you're hydrated. Drinking mineralized water is important because that's what's hydrating you. If you have a water filter at home, Berkey, AquaChew, reverse osmosis under the counter, make sure you're remineralizing. I utilize the Quinton Minerals, Quinton, and they are one of the best ones. They're on the Swell score. And basically fill up my water, just pour them in there, and I know I'm hydrating during the day properly. If matcha brand is marketed as ceremonial, does it mean it's safe? No, not at all. It simply means a matcha is prepped for a tea ceremony and it's prepped to be just mixed with water, but it speaks nothing about the quality of the matcha for pesticides and heavy metal standpoint, okay? Right now, Peak and Encha are the top ones. I'm sure there's other really good green tea or matcha brands. I haven't found them yet. I will explore them, but yeah, no, it doesn't mean anything. Recommendations for SIBO, that is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. Usually if you have SIBO, you're going to feel symptoms like abdominal pain, nausea, bloating, being full after meals, even if they're small meals, bowel changes, weight loss, gas. Bacteria is supposed to be housed in the colon, but for one reason or another, it makes its way to the small intestine, should not be there. Some of the reasons could be low stomach acid, poor diet, poor chewing, lots of stress, inflammatory foods, but you want to get a test to confirm this, and a doctor will give you a protocol accordingly. There are some medications you can take. I know Biobotanical Research has good SIBO supplements, and so too does Metagenics. Can you please talk about peanut butter? I actually enjoy peanut butter more than almond butter or any other nut butter, but here are the three things you need to pay attention to with peanut butter. Make sure it's organic. Make sure it has minimal ingredients. It should be in glass, not plastic, and you do not want to keep it on the shelf for a long time because of the risk of aspergillus mold creating aflatoxin, which can cause illness, especially in the liver, and they should not be given to pets. How to heal inflammation naturally? Well, what are the causes? You want to look at, is it due to infections? Is it due to environmental toxins like poor air quality or what you're putting on your skin? Stress, both physical, mental, emotional, poor quality water, inflammatory foods, EMF exposure, alcohol, smoking, gut dysfunction, poor sleep, being out of touch with nature, not being immersed on it, right? Putting your feet on the ground, lack of community. Inflammation has many different causes, but to help resolve it, you want to get closer to nature, closer to your natural rhythms, closer to natural food, and you'll find that your inflammation will start reducing. Three favorite books on environmental medicine. There are not that many good ones that are out. Joe Pizzorno has A Toxic Solution, which is a good one. It's very science heavy. To be honest, it's one of the best ones is not out yet. That's going to be by me. We're working on it, working on the book deal, working on everything to give you the best guidebook, not only to environmental health, but your overall health. You ever get sick or have health issues? I'm always weary of the person who says I haven't been sick for years. It's particularly concerning to me. I wonder if their body's even strong enough to mount a defense against an infection. We should be getting sick every now and then, every once in a while. It's a good thing. Not only do we finally stop and slow down, like we need to, but the body is educating itself. I myself have a very sensitive digestive system since college. I was diagnosed with IBS, which doesn't mean much. You don't really have much direction when you are. Also, I do get psoriasis sometimes on my elbows and knees, and I am sensitive to mold. But I do try to live up to the standards that I speak of. Sometimes it can be a lot, sometimes it can be overwhelming. It's okay, so long as you're taking the right steps to optimizing yourself and getting close to nature. Dr. G, what's your take on Botox? I think before you take it, you should have full informed consent of what the risks are. It's made from Clostridium bacteria. It's neurotoxic, and that's why people have the facial paralysis with Botox, and you're seeing reduction of wrinkles. But botulinum is a super toxic compound. It's released by this bacteria, and anytime you get Botox or anywhere you go, they should sit you down and tell you of all the risks before you're getting the Botox. And also ask yourself if you truly want it or need it, or society has told you you want it and you need it, right? It's also temporary. Listen to my collagen show, listen to my skin health show, get back to the closer root causes of wrinkling and support that collagen so you can have that beautiful skin. Best vitamin brand for kids, I'm gonna couple this. Best vitamin brand for kids, how do you vet adaptogenic herbs and what are your favorite brands? Again, check the Swell score, go there first. If you find that they don't have a supplement that you're looking for, DM them, they'll reach out to me and we'll get it on there if it is a good quality, high quality, third party tested, best of the best. Thoughts on CellCore supplements, really good line of supplements when it comes to parasite detox. Of course, talk to your doctor first. Should we dilute pressed juice with water when you're drinking it? Only if it's straight fruit juice. A lot of the pressed juices are mostly sugar, mostly fruit, and they're devoid of fiber, so you're not protecting yourself. You want that fiber to attenuate those insulin spikes. If you are drinking juice on the daily, make sure it's more bitter than sweet, and it should be mostly veggies. How to not feel guilty about eating sugar and fruit. Some self-proclaimed diet gurus or fads have pushed for no sugar, even in fruits. Other practitioners say to avoid specific fruits based on lectins. Look, one, listen to your body, not us. Two, fruit sugar is different than extracted fructose. It's very different. If it's packaged with everything else that nature intended, it's very different than something you're going to get as an ingredient in a snack bar, for example. And the problem happens when scientists or science think they are smarter than nature and they extract the chemical and call it food. Fruit is supposed to be whole, and it is, and you can relax. With that said, be moderate, don't overdo it, and make sure you're eating more veggies of all different colors. Is everyday consumption of matcha and cacao okay? Only if it is the companies that we have vetted here at Heal Thyself. Go to the cacao show, which we'll be doing the 2021. Go to the matcha show, which we did a few years ago, and learn about which ones are the top of the top, which one have been tested, which companies are transparent, especially if you're having it every day, right? Like for me, if I'm out in New York City and I don't have matcha with me, I don't have my daily routine going, but I want matcha or my friends are going with matcha, then I'll grab a conventional matcha. That's okay, because it's not every single day. I know that 99%, 98% of my yearly intake of matcha or cacao is going to be high quality. So don't be too hard on yourself, but also make sure if you're doing it every day, and certainly if you're giving it to kids, you want to make sure it's the best of the best. All right, that's the Q&A for today. Thank you everyone for joining the show. I really love and appreciate you taking your time out. Again, rate, review, subscribe. And as always, much love to you. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week. We'll be right back.